Welcome to Sven Rentschler's new English spoken AirMail podcast. This podcast is about healthy air, modern ventilation technology, and intelligent solutions for industry, commerce, and kitchens. This episode is part of our AI-supported knowledge series. We have compiled content from numerous Reven blog articles, videos, and projects, and presented it in a structured and understandable way for you. Over the next few minutes, a calm narrator's voice will guide you through this topic and summarize our collected knowledge in a compact form. Enjoy this episode of our English AirMail podcast. CFD in exhaust air technology. Why colorful arrows are far from the whole truth. Introduction. Why this topic is so important. Welcome to a new episode on ventilation technology, air quality control, and the question of what actually happens in practice versus what often only looks good on paper. In this episode, we'll be discussing a topic that is becoming increasingly important in exhaust air technology, yet at the same time gives rise to a surprising number of misunderstandings. CFD, that is, computational fluid dynamics, or numerical flow simulation, and we'll be looking not only at what CFD actually is, but above all at where things are oversimplified in practice, where false assumptions arise, and why exactly this can lead to real problems later on. Because one thing can be stated right at the outset. Not everything that looks technical actually has anything to do with physical reality. What does CFD actually mean? CFD stands for computational fluid dynamics and essentially describes the ability to use computers, physical models, and mathematical methods to calculate how gases or liquids actually behave. And this is precisely where the crucial difference lies compared to many representations seen in everyday life. Because CFD does not make assumptions about how air might move, but calculates how it actually behaves under defined boundary conditions. Which means that we are not dealing here with a graphical interpretation, but with a physically sound analysis based on real laws of nature. The central problem, the illusion of simple representation. When looking at technical presentations, planning documents, or even marketing materials today, one very often encounters representations of airflows that appear very convincing at first glance because they are clearly structured, use arrows, and show seemingly unambiguous flow directions. And this is precisely where the problem lies, because in many cases, these are not genuine flow analyses, but simplified or even arbitrarily assumed representations, which, whilst intended to explain how something works, do not necessarily show how it actually works. As a result, images become ingrained in practice that often have little to do with reality. Why our brain deceives us here. An interesting aspect of this is that our brain loves precisely such representations because it is trained to recognize patterns quickly and simplify complex relationships, which leads us to automatically accept a representation with logically arranged arrows as plausible and correct, even though the physical reality is significantly more complex, as air flows are three-dimensional, often turbulent, and heavily dependent on boundary conditions, so that whilst simple arrow diagrams are understandable, in most cases, they are insufficient to correctly represent the actual flow conditions. How real flow simulation actually works. If we look at how a real flow simulation is structured, it quickly becomes clear why the difference is so great, because a CFD analysis does not begin with a graphic, but with a complex modeling process in which the focus is not on the component itself, but on the space in which the air moves. This means that all flow spaces must be recorded in detail, that is, precisely those areas where the air actually resides and moves, and only on this basis is a computational grid established, consisting in some cases of hundreds of thousands or even millions of small volume elements, through which calculations are then performed to determine how the air moves, at what speed it flows, where it accelerates, where it stalls, and where turbulence arises, so that one cannot speak here of an image, but rather of a highly complex physical calculation. Typical errors in practice. In practice, three typical errors are frequently observed when dealing with CFD and flow visualizations. The first is that CFD is fundamentally questioned, often with the argument that it offers no real added value in exhaust air technology. However, in most cases, this has less to do with the method itself and more to do with a reluctance to undertake the effort required for a clean and robust simulation, whilst the second mistake lies in the fact that simplified representations, for example using arrows or thermal images, are presented as genuine flow analyses, even though they merely show partial aspects or even represent nothing more than visual assumptions. And the third, particularly critical mistake, is that whilst the airflow is considered, the behavior of airborne particles is not, even though it is precisely these that play the decisive role in many applications. Why aerosols are the decisive factor? In exhaust air technology in particular, it is often not just a matter of moving air, but of separating airborne particles, that is, aerosols, from the airflow. And this is precisely where it becomes clear that airflow and particle movement are not identical. For if particles behaved exactly like the air, there would be no separation, as the air itself flows through the system, which means that there must inevitably be areas where the particles detach from the airflow. And it is precisely these areas that can be analyzed using modern CFD systems by simulating not only the flow of air, but also the movement of particles of different sizes, often yielding entirely new insights that could not be gained without this additional consideration. Practical examples. When assumptions are wrong. A particularly fascinating point, and at the same time one of the most instructive, is the question of what happens when supposedly logical assumptions are actually tested and compared with real data and simulations. For it is precisely at this point that it very often becomes apparent just how great the difference between theory and practice really is, and how quickly one can be misled if one relies solely on simplified models or intuitive ideas. A very good and tangible example of this is a development project from our own experience, in which Raven GmbH worked together with the Sharko Group's CFD Competence Center on the optimization of so-called DQA and EcoJet supply air outlets, that is, components used in commercial kitchens and food production to introduce fresh supply air into the room in as controlled and disturbance-free a manner as possible. The initial situation seemed clear at first glance, and was also quite typical of many applications in ventilation technology, as it is assumed that a supply air diffuser introduces air into the room evenly, quietly, and with as little disturbance as possible, ideally in such a way that the supply air is barely perceptible, whilst at the same time not adversely affecting existing exhaust air and thermal airflows. Something that often looks very simple on paper and can be quickly illustrated with just a few arrows. In reality, however, it very quickly becomes apparent that this seemingly simple task is highly complex, as even minor changes in the geometry of a diffuser or its position in the room can cause flows to behave completely differently from what was originally assumed, which can, for example, result in undesirable cross-flows that in turn significantly impair the capture of rising vapors or aerosols. To better understand and specifically optimize precisely these effects, this project utilized a combination of state-of-the-art analysis and testing methods, with CFD flow simulation playing a central role, as it enabled the flow behavior to be analyzed in detail and visualized. At the same time, however, it became clear that simulation alone is not sufficient, but must always be considered in conjunction with real-world tests. For this reason, the results from the CFD analyses were additionally verified in the flow laboratory of the Sharko Group CFD Competence Center in Spain, including through smoke tests in air ducts, which made it possible to visualize how the air actually behaves in the room, thereby providing a very clear understanding of whether the simulated flows also occur in reality, or whether there are deviations that have not yet been sufficiently accounted for in the simulation. In addition, acoustic tests were carried out in anechoic chambers to ensure that the optimizations not only function in terms of fluid dynamics, but also meet the requirements regarding noise levels in sensitive environments such as commercial kitchens or food production facilities, demonstrating that such development projects must always take multiple dimensions into account simultaneously. One particularly important aspect that has become clear in the course of this project is the enormous significance of the correct positioning of these supply air outlets within the room, as it is not sufficient to optimize a single component in isolation. Instead, one must always consider the entire system, that is, the interactions between supply air, exhaust air, thermal convection currents, and the actual conditions within the room, as only by positioning the outlets outside critical influence zones, such as the thermal effects of cooking or production equipment, can one prevent the supply air from disrupting or even negatively affecting the exhaust airflow. The result of this intensive development process was ultimately a solution in which the fresh supply air is introduced into the room in such a way that it is barely perceptible to the people in the room, whilst at the same time creating a very stable and controlled flow that neither causes disruption nor impairs the function of the exhaust air systems, thereby not only significantly improving working conditions for staff, but also positively influencing quality and hygiene in food production. And it is precisely this example that demonstrates very impressively why it is so important not simply to accept assumptions at face value, but to systematically verify, question, and further develop them with the aid of CFD and real-world tests. For many of the insights gained in this project would not have been possible without this combination of simulation and practical validation. And this is precisely where the true added value of modern flow simulation lies. Models are helpful, but they are not reality. At this point, it is important to emphasize that models are fundamentally useful because they help to present complex relationships in an understandable way and enable initial estimates. At the same time, however, one must not make the mistake of equating these models with reality, as every model represents a simplification and is only valid within certain limits. So it is always necessary to know and take these limits into account. Implications for designers and operators. For designers, engineers, and operators, this ultimately means that technical representations should be scrutinized critically, particularly when they appear very simple or overly clear-cut. Because what matters is not whether a representation seems plausible, but whether it is based on reliable data and sound analysis. This means one should always ask whether a CFD simulation was actually carried out, whether particles were also taken into account, and whether the results were checked and validated. Conclusion: reality rather than impression. Ultimately, the topic can be boiled down to one central point: the difference between impression and reality. Whilst many visualizations aim to convey an understandable impression, CFD is about depicting physical reality as accurately as possible. And this is precisely why CFD is such a valuable tool. It helps to verify assumptions, identify errors, and improve systems in a targeted manner, so that in the end, it is not the prettiest image that counts, but the actual behavior of the air and the particles it contains. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to explore the topics of ventilation technology, air pollution control, and, in particular, CFD in exhaust air technology, then it is definitely worth taking a look at our other content, as you will find a wide range of specialist articles in the blog section of our website, where we explore precisely these topics in greater depth, with additional examples, background information, and technical details that can often only be touched upon in a podcast. We have already published many articles there, particularly on the topics of flow simulation, real-world airflow, aerosol behavior, and common misconceptions in ventilation technology, which can help you understand the connections even better and delve deeper into the content from this episode. We have also compiled all the relevant links in the show notes for this podcast episode, that is, in the text description accompanying this podcast, so that you can access the relevant articles directly and without any detours to find out more. If you would also like to be kept regularly informed about new content, developments, and practical examples, we recommend our newsletter, which you can also subscribe to via our website. That was the new ML podcast episode. The content of this episode has been summarized in an AI-supported knowledge form and is based on our experiences, projects, and publications relating to ventilation technology and air pollution control at Revan. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate a positive rating and feedback on our English Airmail podcast. See you soon, and until the next Airmail episode from Sven Rentschler.